Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box podcast, where we transform your kitchen into a flavor workshop. I'm your host, Ben Harper, ready to guide you through another delicious adventure. Today, we're cracking the code on a fan favorite snack, Wingstop Voodoo Fries. Get ready to spice up your life with this homemade delight. Now, if you've ever had these at Wingstop, you know they're not just any fries. They're crispy, they're spicy, and they are loaded with cheesy goodness. But don't worry, you don't need to head out to Wingstop to enjoy these anymore. I'm here to walk you through making these tantalizing treats right at your home. So tie on your aprons and let's dive in. First things first, let's talk ingredients. You'll need some basic items. 4 to 5 large russet potatoes for that perfect crispy fry. Olive oil to get them nice and golden. Cajun seasoning for that kick. Creamy ranch dressing and shredded cheddar cheese, because what are voodoo fries without loads of cheesy ranch goodness? Got everything? Great. Preheat your oven to 425 degrees. That high heat is crucial for getting those fries nice and crispy. While the oven's heating, let's prep our potatoes. Peel them and cut into long, thick strips. Remember, consistency is key for even cooking. Next, we're going to steam these potato strips just a bit. Place them in a colander over boiling water for about 10 to 12 minutes. You want them just softening around the edges. This little trick helps us achieve the perfect texture later on. Now, toss those steamed potatoes with olive oil and spread them out on a baking sheet. Pop them in the oven and bake for about 20 to 25 minutes. You'll want to flip them halfway through to ensure they get evenly crispy. While those are baking, let's get our cheese sauce ready. Melt some butter in a saucepan, stir in flour to form a roux, then gradually whisk in milk until the sauce thickens. Now stir in that cheddar until smooth and creamy. All right, our fries should be golden and crispy now. Pull them out and sprinkle generously with Cajun seasoning. Then it's time for the best part, layering. Drizzle those hot fries with creamy ranch dressing and pour over that warm cheese sauce. Folks, it's all about the layers for that signature Wingstop Voodoo Fries flavor. There you have it. Delicious, spicy, cheesy homemade voodoo fries. Serve these immediately to capture that perfect mix of crunchy and creamy. And if you've made too much, just pop them in the fridge and reheat in the oven for best results. Thanks for joining me today in the Simple Recipe Box kitchen. I hope you enjoy making and munching on these Wingstop Voodoo Fries as much as I do. Share your fry making adventures with us on social media and tune in next week for more tasty recipes. Until then, keep those ovens hot and those spices ready.